Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with state climatologist Harry Hilliker, talking about the dry conditions we've had so far this summer in Iowa and what's ahead in the forecast. This is part two of a two-part interview.
But statewide, August so far is running about 4 to 5 degrees cooler than usual, which is quite a bit below normal for this time of the year. And July averaged about 1 degree above normal for the state, and June was around 2 degrees or so above normal. And so a warmer than usual first two-thirds of the summer, not nearly as hot, though, as other droughts in years past, such as especially the recent drought of 2012, which had a much hotter summer period and a record warm spring to go along with that.
And with these conditions this summer, did you see more or fewer instances of severe weather in the state?
Well, let's see. It's been a fairly active year for severe weather across Iowa. I'd say near to above normal number of tornadoes recorded in the state, although we haven't had any of the really strong tornadoes, nothing in the on the tornado scale, which runs from 0 to 5. We've had some ones and twos in there, but nothing stronger than that, and which is, I guess, good news there. Usually the bigger the storm, the wider areas that's covered, and obviously the more damage that could result as well. But we've also had a fair number of hailstorms, especially really just scattered all over the state, but a fair number of hailstorms and just generally high winds as well. So it's been, overall a fairly typical year for severe weather. Despite the fact that we've had, you might say, fewer thunderstorms, obviously with less rainfall.
And what does the long-range forecast look like for Iowa? We're about halfway through August, give or take. What can we expect over the next few weeks?
Yeah, basically for the next week, looking at temperatures still mostly below normal. It might edge up to near normal at times, but generally a relatively mild week temperature-wise for their coming up here. That'd be the good news. Bad news is only minimal chances of rain over that coming week as well, and not much prospect for any widespread rain for at least the next week. Then going the week after that, into that roughly the last portion of August, looks like we might have rain perhaps a little more frequent by that time, and temperatures maybe edging up more, staying up nearer to normal as well. Hopefully nothing excessively hot on the horizon, but a little bit warmer for that last week to 10 days of August. And perhaps, big perhaps at this point, maybe a little bit more frequent rainfall as well during that time. But a little too early to really have any much confidence that far out.
So there will be some nice temperatures for the folks that are at the state fair in the next few days.
Yeah, definitely that. And it looks like temperature-wise, one of the very pleasant period for the state fair.
And that's not always the case.
Yeah, definitely not. And of course, almost every year you get some summer-like weather. When you have a fair that's running 9 to 10 days, that one of those several of those days is usually going to be hot. But this time around, maybe not. It's looking really fairly mild.
That's been today's Washington Page with state climatologist for Iowa, Harry Hilliker, talking about the dry summer we've had so far in Iowa and what's ahead. This is part two of a two-part interview. Hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.